The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Janice Peary for the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Read to Succeed, a program especially for young children. The first story today is called Tomorrow I'll Be Brave, and it's about a little rabbit who is trying to be a different person. He's going to try to be brave and curious and strong, but most importantly, brave. Tomorrow, I'll be adventurous. I will play and I will explore. And here the picture shows him on a boat out at sea looking towards the sun, and there's a big octopus climbing up out of the water and a dolphin and seabirds, and there's a treasure island with an open treasure chest. I'll make or I'll learn or try something I've never done before. Here he's, look, there's a little picture of him trying to dive off a high diving board. He's going to try and make a model airplane that he's never done before. He's going to go out into his garden on his hands and knees and a big magnifying glass and look for bugs in the grass. And he's going to be brave and go to the dentist without crying. Do you get scared when you go to the dentist? I think this little rabbit does too. Tomorrow I will be strong. I'll climb and jump and I'll run. It doesn't matter if I win, as long as I have fun. They're all in a race, and the little rabbit is out front, but he is carrying a little kitten on his back, but they are still ahead in the race of all the different animals. Tomorrow I will be smart. I will think before I act. I'll solve a puzzle. I'll read a book. And I will learn a fun new fact. He's looking here at a tree that he's never seen before. And there's a caterpillar crawling on one branch. And the sun is shining. There's flowers on this tree. There's no fruit yet, but there's going to be because this is a fig tree. And he's never seen a fig tree before or ever eaten a fig, but fresh figs are so good. Tomorrow I will be curious. Please teach me something new. This is where he looks up into the sky and his mama's sitting beside him. And up in the stars, he sees curious. And he's looking for something new to do tomorrow. I'll ask why a million times. And this whole page is filled with why. In English, mostly in English, but in many other languages too. In Spanish, in, this must be Italian, and French, and German, and some language, a couple languages that I don't know, but I believe they all say, why? That is how he learns to be smart and learns about life. Tomorrow I will be creative. I will color and draw for hours. Here he and his friends are coloring on, looks like on the walls of the house, but having so much fun. I'll play a game of make-believe and use my magic powers. And here he's dreaming he and his little cat friend are riding on a unicorn at night through the skies. And it's just a beautiful way to be. It's so quiet. There's nothing going on. And down below them is a castle with just one window with a light in it. All the rest is dark. And everything on the ground is asleep. And he and the unicorn and his cat friend are flying all through the night. Tomorrow I will be confident. I will be proud of all I know. I will stop and smile and think about how much you've helped me grow. And I believe he's talking to his mother and his father and all the teachers that have taught him things in his life. Tomorrow I'll be brave. There's nothing I can't do. I won't be scared, but if I am, I know that I have you. And there, his mother is holding him in her arms in his bedroom at night, and he's going to go to sleep. And he is going to be just fine. He's not going to be scared alone at night. Tomorrow, I'll be all the things I tried to be today. Adventurous, strong, smart, curious, creative, and confident, and brave. And if I wasn't one of them, I know that it's okay. But tonight I'm very sleepy, so now it's time to rest. Tomorrow I'll be all these things, or at least I'll try my best. And there he is, finally falling to sleep in his own bed, in his own room, comfortable and confident and brave. So that's the end of this beautiful story about a little rabbit who has decided he's going to try many new things, and he's going to try to be brave. And he will try. He might not be able to do it all at once or every day with everything he tries, but he is going to try anyways. And that is the end of that book. This is the story of Jack and the Beanstalk, a very famous fairy tale that I know you've heard before. Jack is also a brave boy. Once upon a time, there was a widow who had only one son. His name was Jack, and he was a very good boy. Mother and son lived in a little house in the country, and they were so poor that they had only one goat. Each day, the goat gave them a little jar of milk for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner. One day, the goat stopped giving milk, and the mother said to her son, "Jack, you must go to the market to sell our goat. Try to get as much as you can, since you know that we have nothing left." Jack tied a rope to the goat's neck and went to the market. When he arrived in town, a farmer approached him and said, "Do you want to sell that beautiful goat?" "Well, of course," said Jack. "That's why I came." "Well, look here," the farmer said. "I have this bag of beans. There are no better beans in the whole world. Take as many as you want in exchange for your goat." Poor Jack took as many beans as he could. He filled his pockets and his pouch, and he gave the goat to the farmer. Then he returned to his house. The next morning, when Jack went to open the window, When he came home, his mother said, "Son, you look very happy. You must be bringing me a lot of money." "No, mother," said Jack, "I bring no money at all. I bring beans like you have never seen before." The good woman was very angry and exclaimed, "Oh, poor me, such a silly son I have." And she threw those beans out the window. The next morning, when Jack went to open the window, he was surprised by what he saw. On the spot where the beans had fallen, now grew a plant so tall that the stalk climbed high as if it were a tree. And guess what Jack did? Without thinking twice, Jack climbed up the stalk to reach the tender bean pods that grew on high. But the more he climbed, and the higher the pods were. He climbed so high that he could no longer see his house. Tired of climbing, he stopped and found that he was in a country very different than his own. What do you think he found? He saw an old woman sitting on a stone, and the old woman said to him, "I have been waiting many years for you, Jack. Don't you know that your father was a very rich man, and that a giant stole his fortune? The giant lives near here in a castle, and you must go there to recover what belongs to you. So let's see what happened. Jack arrived at the castle door and knocked. The giant's wife answered. "Run away," she said. "There is a cruel giant here." "I am hungry," Jack replied. "Please let me stay, and please give me something to eat." She gave him food, and before the ferocious giant returned, she hid him in a bowl. "Smells like meat," the goat giant yelled. "It's a goat I cooked for your dinner," the giant's wife replied. The giant ate and then began to count the money he had stolen from Jack's father. Let's see what happens on the next page. These pages are a little hard to turn today. But there were so many coins that the giant grew tired counting his money and fell asleep. He snored so loudly that the entire castle trembled. At that very moment, Jack got out of the bowl, he took the bag of money, and ran away from the castle as fast as he could. When Jack had climbed halfway down the beanstalk, he heard a terrible scream. It was the giant who had woken up and was now chasing him. But Jack was fast as lightning, and in 5 minutes he reached the bottom of the great plant. When the old woman touched the stalk and pulling out a magic wand, said, "Go away, beanstalk," and the beanstalk disappeared in a flash. The giant suddenly found himself very high up, with nothing to stand on, and he fell down, 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 never to be seen again. Safe and happy, Jack took the bag of money to his mother, and thanks to him, they never lacked anything as long as they lived. After this, Jack's mother always said, "How lucky I am to have such a clever boy." And that is the end of Jack and the Beanstalk. So the giant was killed, and Jack and his mother had enough money to look after themselves and to buy food, not just drink goat's milk, but to buy food whenever they needed it. And that is the end of Jack and the Beanstalk. Now, this book is sort of a silly book. It's called There Was a Cold Lady Who Swallowed Some Snow. And this is by Lucille Colandro. There was a cold lady who swallowed some snow. I don't know why she swallowed some snow. Perhaps you know. And there she is. There was a cold lady who swallowed a pipe. She wasn't the type to swallow a pipe. There she is, and she's about to gobble that thing down. Isn't that stupid? She swallowed the pipe to warm her 10 toes that tickled and tingled from layers of snow. I don't know why she swallowed some snow. Perhaps you know. There she is running through the snow. And there she is now. There was a cold lady who swallowed some coal. What was her goal when she gobbled that coal? Ugh, yuck. Why was she eating coal? Big black lumps of coal. She swallowed the coal to keep her pipes glow. She swallowed the pipe to warm her 10 toes that tickled and tingled from layers of snow. Now, I don't know why she swallowed some snow. Perhaps you know. There was a cold lady who swallowed a hat. Imagine that, a black-brimmed hat. She swallowed the hat before she froze. She swallowed the coal to keep her pipes glow. She swallowed the pipe to warm her 10 toes that tickled and tingled from layers of snow. I don't know why she swallowed some snow. Perhaps you know. There was a cold lady who swallowed a stick, a long brown branch. What a pick. There she's munching and crunching it. She swallowed the stick to push down the snow. She swallowed the hat before she froze. She swallowed the coal to keep her pipes glow. She swallowed the pipe to warm her 10 toes that tickled and tingled from layers of snow. I don't know why she swallowed some snow. Perhaps you know. Now, There was a cold lady who swallowed a scarf, a long striped scarf, and she tried not to barf. Well, she'd eaten enough stuff that it's amazing she hasn't barfed. She swallowed the scarf because it was so cold. She swallowed the stick to push down the snow. She swallowed the hat before she froze. She swallowed the coal to keep her pipes glow. She swallowed the pipe to warm her 10 toes that tickled and tingled from layers of snow. I don't know why she swallowed some snow. Perhaps you know. Now, this cold lady had quite enough. So she thought and came up with a plan. She hiccuped twice. And out popped, what do you think? Out popped the pipe, the coal, the snow, the scarf, the sticks, and what else did she have in her? I'm not sure she had anything else, but she hiccuped all that stuff out of her tummy. So she took all that stuff, and what do you think she made? A snowman. She had everything for a snowman. She had snow, she had a pipe for the snowman, she had coal to make eyes and a mouth, she had a big stick that she broke into pieces, one for the snowman's nose, and two longer pieces for his arms. His pipe was smoking because he had coal to light it, and a big black hat on his head. And that is the end of the old lady who swallowed all these very strange things. And the snowman is there, and all the animals are out looking at him. From all the forest animals are out looking. A bear, a deer, a fox, a raccoon, some cats and some mice, some birds and some rabbits. They're all admiring this great big snowman. This book is the ballet lesson with Peppa the Pig. And this book is adapted from the TV series by Elizabeth Schaefer. Mommy Pig is taking Peppa to her first ballet lesson. Madame Gazelle greets them at the door. "You must be young, Peppa," she says with a graceful bow. "Hello, Madame," says Peppa. Mommy Pig kisses Peppa goodbye. "I'll pick you up later," she says. "Enjoy yourself." Peppa's friends Candy Cat, Susie Sheep, Danny Dog, Rebecca Rabbit, and Pedro Pony are already inside. Madame Gazelle claps her hands. "Today we have a new pupil, Peppa Pig." And they're all happy to see her join the class. It is time for the ballet lesson to begin. "We will start with a little jump," says Madame Gazelle, "a petit jeté." Peppa watches as Madame Gazelle shows everyone how to jump like a ballerina. "Leap with grace and beauty," Madame Gazelle tells the dancers. Peppa and her friends try the little jump. Thump, thump. Their feet make loud noises as they hit the floor. "Let's try it again," says Madame Gazelle. "Petit jeté, grace and beauty." Thump, 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 thump. Peppa and her friends jump some more. The students are not as graceful as Madame Gazelle, but everyone is having fun. Madame Gazelle turns on some music and claps her hands. "Children, now let's pretend to dance like we are beautiful swans." "What noise do you think a swan might make?" asks Madame Gazelle. Peppa and her friends don't know what noise a swan makes, so they all make their own noises. "Meow, baa, woof, snort, neigh, hee." All their different own animal sounds. The dance lesson is finished. Mommy Pig comes to take Peppa home. "Peppa did very well," Madame Gazelle says. "Thank you, Madame." And Peppa is very happy. She giggles, too. At home, Peppa wants to show her family what she has learned. I am going to teach you how to do ballet, Peppa announces. Is it difficult? Asks Daddy Pig. You must copy exactly what I do, says Peppa. Madame Gazelle used funny words. But really, it's just bending your knees and jumping. That's all it is. Peppa turns on some music and shows Mummy, Daddy, and her little brother George how to do a little jump. Daddy Pig smiles. Ah, the petit jeté. Snort. Daddy, you know the funny words. Ho, ho, ho. Mummy Pig and I used to be very good at ballet, says Daddy. Daddy Pig and Mummy Pig dance together. He lifts her up, just like a ballerina. Our favorite dance was the pas de deux, Dad says. He tosses Mummy Pig high into the air. That is a dance for two people. And they all laugh. Thump! Oh, dear. Daddy doesn't catch Mummy in time. She lands on top of him. Poor Daddy thumped to the floor. That wasn't quite how I remember it, said Daddy. Hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. Silly Daddy Pig. The two little pigs snort and say, hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. Maybe we should leave the ballet to Peppa, Daddy Pig says. Yes, says Peppa, I am the best at it. I am like a beautiful swan. Peppa loves dancing. Everyone loves dancing. This story is called Millions of Cats by Wanda Gag. Once upon a time, there was a very old man and a very old woman. They lived in a nice, clean house, which had flowers all around it, except, of course, where the door was. They couldn't be happy because they were so very lonely. If only we had a cat, sighed the old woman. I will get you a cat, my dear, said the old man, and he set out over the hills to look for one. He climbed the sunny hills. He trudged through cool valleys. He walked a long, long time, and at last he came to a hill, which was quite covered with cats. Cats here, cats there, cats and kittens everywhere. Hundreds of cats, thousands of cats, millions and billions and trillions of cats. Oh, cried the old man joyfully, now I can choose the prettiest cat and take it home with me. So he chose one. It was white. But just as he was about to leave, he saw another one, all black and white, and it seemed just as pretty as the first. So he took this one also. But then he saw a fuzzy gray kitten way over here, which was every bit as pretty as the others, so he took that one too. And now he saw one way down in a corner, which he thought too lovely to leave, so he took this one too. And then over there, the very old man found a kitten, which was black and very beautiful. And now over there he saw a cat which had brown and yellow stripes, just like a tiger, a baby tiger. I simply must take it, cried the very old man, and he did. So it happened that every time the very old man looked up, he saw another cat which was so pretty he could not bear to leave it. And before he knew it, he had chosen all of those cats. And so he went back over the sunny hills and through the cool valleys to show all his pretty kittens to the very old woman. It was so funny to see all those hundreds and thousands and millions and billions and trillions of cats following him. They came to a pond. Mew, mew, we are thirsty, cried the hundreds of cats, thousands of cats, millions and billions and trillions of cats. Well, here is a great deal of water, said the very old man. Each cat took a sip of water, and the pond then was gone. Mew, mew, now we are hungry, said the hundreds of cats, thousands of cats, millions and billions and trillions of cats. There is much grass on this hill, said the very old man. Each cat ate a mouthful of grass, and not a blade of grass was left. Pretty soon the old woman saw them coming. My dear, what are you doing? I asked for one little cat, and what do I see? Cats here, cats there, hundreds of cats, kittens everywhere, hundreds and thousands of cats, millions and billions and trillions of cats. But we can never feed them all, said the very old woman. They will eat us out of house and home. Oh, I never thought of that, said the very old man. What shall we do? The very old woman thought for a while, and then she said, I know. We will let the cats decide which one we should keep. Oh, yes, said the very old man, and he called to the cats. Which one of you is the prettiest? I am. I am. No, I am. No, I am the prettiest. I am. No, I am, I am, I am, cried hundreds and thousands and millions and billions and trillions of voices, for each cat thought itself the prettiest. They bit and they scratched and clawed each other and made such a great noise that the very old man, very old woman ran into the house as fast as they could. They did not like such quiet quarreling. But after a while the noise stopped, and the very old man and very old woman peeped out of the window to see what happened. They could not see a single cat. I think they must have eaten each other all up, said the very old woman. Too bad. But look, said the very old man, and he pointed to a bunch of high grass. In it sat one little frightened kitten. They went out and picked it up. It was thin and scraggly. Poor little kitty, said the old woman. Dear little kitty, said the old man, how does it happen that you were not eaten up with all those hundreds and thousands and millions and billions and trillions of cats? Oh, I'm just a very homely little cat, the kitten said. Homely, by the way, means sort of ugly. So when you asked who was prettiest, I didn't say anything. So no one bothered about me. They took the kitten into the house, where the very old woman gave it a warm bath and brushed its fur until it was soft and shiny. Every day they gave the little cat plenty of milk, and soon it grew nice and plump. And now it is a very pretty cat, after all, said the very old woman. It is the most beautiful cat in the whole world, said the very old man. I ought to know, for I have seen hundreds of cats, thousands of cats, millions and billions and trillions of cats, and not one was as pretty as this one. And that's the end of that story. Now we have time for a poem from our Good Manners book. Don't be grabby, gorilla. Gorillas are rude. They grab their food. They never say, please pass the peach. They're so anxious they just reach. They upset others by all that they do. And sometimes they upset the table, too. The ox always knocks before opening a door because someone behind it might be sleeping or wrapping a present or sad and weeping. And then he asks, may I come in? And everyone says, how thoughtful of him. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Read to Succeed. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Janice Peary, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For more information about NCRS, please visit our website at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Read to Succeed from the North Carolina